Welcome to the Social Media Influencer Podcast. I'm Jenny Peterson, a stay-at-home mom of three, turned six-figure social media influencer, turned CEO of my own seven-figure product-based business. I'm obsessed with all things online business, online marketing, influencer marketing, affiliate marketing, and social selling. Why am I spilling all my secrets? Because I believe when we all do better, we all do better. Let's dive in. Welcome to this edition of Social Media Influencer. I'm Jenny Peterson, and today we're going to be talking about the three stages of mastery. And we're going to be talking about how to go from that awkward stage, being a beginner, being novice, to being a master at a skill. But before we dive in, I've got to share something with you that I actually use every single day. I love it. And I would be doing you a huge disservice if I didn't tell you about it. I am drinking TrimFit as we speak. I drink this every single day and I love it for so many reasons. One, it increases my energy. Now, I have always needed an increase in energy. I don't know about you, but as a busy mom of three, being a CEO of my own company, working from home, who doesn't need energy, right? But now that my thyroid is broke, by the way, you young little chickadees that are listening to this and don't realize how important your thyroid function is, first of all, I wish I had appreciated it a little bit more because you don't really realize how much you need something till it's gone, right? Thyroid function is so important. My energy has been in the toilet since my thyroid isn't functioning properly. I need those 130 milligrams of natural plant-based caffeine. I need it. This drink also helps me burn fat, which is so important. And it also helps me to feel full. So I'm not eating as much, which is helping my weight to go down. On top of that, it improves my mood. It improves my focus. I love it. I never skip a day without drinking this drink. If you would like to try it, because you're a listener of the show, you can save up to 25% when you use my discount code JennyP. That's J-E-N-N-Y. P as in Peterson. And you can find TrimFit by going to beautifulyou.com and then entering that promo code JennyP at checkout. All right, let's dive into this episode. This episode is airing on Thursday, April 27th, which is a special day for a reason. I'm going to be announcing our two podcast review winners inside this episode. So you're definitely going to want to listen through the whole thing so you don't miss it if you are our winner. Today's conversation is so important because all of us have to go through the same three stages to becoming a master at something. The three steps of mastery literally applies to everything that we do in life and business. I was listening to the Ed Milet show, and Ed was talking about this exact concept on his podcast, and I loved how simple he made it. It really got me thinking about how anytime we learn a new skill, we have to go through this natural process. Now, because you're listening to the show, I know that you're in social selling, influencer marketing, affiliate marketing, maybe you're a small business owner, or you're a content creator. Everything we do as influencers, social sellers, network marketers, content creators, business owners, everything we do are skills. All skills can be learned, improved, and even mastered. And when I say all things that we do in business are skills, I mean everything from how to show up on video, creating and editing content, selling, that's a skill, growing a following on social media, pitching yourself to brands and getting brand deals. All of it are skills that we're trying to master. Well, there are three stages of mastery, and they are, number one, the awkward stage. Some might even call this the beginner stage or novice stage. Number two, the mechanical stage, as Ed Milet called it, or the competent stage. And number three, the natural stage or mastery. Now, the truth is, all of us, everyone, we all have to go through all three stages. There's no shortcut. You can't say, you know what? I don't really want to do the awkward stage. I'm going to skip it and go straight into the mechanical stage. Everyone has to go through the same three stages. And most people quit in the first stage. Most people quit in that awkward stage. They don't realize that it's part of the natural progression of mastering a new skill. Let's talk about each stage, what it looks like, and how to move from one stage to the next. The first stage, the awkward stage, is exactly how it sounds. You definitely feel awkward. You're a beginner. You're learning. You're not competent in this particular skill yet. I want you to think back to your very first job and your first day on that job. Mine, I was a bagger at Hy-Vee, which was my local grocery store. And it's so funny because my oldest started her first job this year and she also works at a grocery store. So I just went through this recently with my daughter in her first job. I remember the first day on the job, she came home. She was totally overwhelmed. Mom, I want to quit. I can't do this. I don't know what I'm doing. This is so much harder than I thought it was going to be. And I'm like, keep going. It's going to get easier. But I remember those feelings like, where do I clock in? Okay, I have really simple jobs like bagging groceries, which I thought was a simple thing, but I didn't realize, okay, first you have to ask the customer, do you want paper or plastic? And I had to learn the correct way to bag, which I didn't know there was a correct way to bag. I thought you just threw the groceries in the bag. No, the colds have to go with the cold things and the hot things have to go with the hot things. And you got to be really careful with the eggs and the bread and don't put meat with anything else. By the way, I'm very particular about bagging things because of my previous experience. I remember standing at the end of the checkout line and feeling completely overwhelmed as all of a sudden the groceries start coming down the conveyor belt and they were moving so fast. And I was trying to think, okay, where do I put this thing? Where do I put that thing? And all of a sudden, that person's already done. They've got their receipt and I'm not done bagging. And now the cashier is starting on the next person and I'm behind, feeling completely overwhelmed, like a fish out of water. And then people would come up to me because I worked there and ask me things like, where do I find the Dijon mustard? The what? I don't know. There's so many things to find in a grocery store. Where do you find this specific thing? I don't know. So I totally related when my daughter came home from her first day on the job, completely overwhelmed, and they started her on the cash register, which is a big responsibility because you are handling money too. And she's like, Mom, I had no idea that I had to memorize codes for every single different type of fruit and vegetable. And I was like, oh, I remember that. Like, did you know each type of fruit and vegetable is assigned a code that you have to key in? So it's like apples are 9965 and broccoli is 1234. That's a lot to memorize. So I had to let my daughter know, like, this is completely normal. Right now you're in the awkward phase. You're a beginner. You're learning. Go back a second day. You can do this. And eventually you're going to memorize all those codes. You're going to key it in without even thinking about it. It's going to become so natural. Somebody's going to come up to you and ask you where the most random thing is, and you're going to know, but it's going to take time. And the way that we move through the awkward stage to the mechanical stage is through two things, repetition and awareness. If you want to get good at something, if you want to improve a skill, you have to put in the reps. You can't skip this part. That's where you learn. That's where you gain the awareness and the experience, and you learn and you become aware of what works, what doesn't work. You course correct, you change it up, but you have to put in the reps. You absolutely have to put in the reps if you want to get to mastery, if you want to master a skill, if you want it to feel second nature and you're showing up now and you're in the natural phase. You have to put in the reps, and most people quit in the awkward stage. Because it feels awkward. It's so unnatural. You don't know what you're doing. You're doubting yourself. But you got to keep showing up, keep gaining that experience, that awareness, course correcting. And eventually you get from the awkward stage to the mechanical stage or the competent stage. So my daughter, when she moved into the mechanical stage, the competent stage, that's when you understand things about your job or the skill that you're learning. And it's not as awkward anymore. Like you walk in, you know where to check in. If somebody asks her, hey, where do I find the XYZ? She can say, you know what? I don't know where that is, but I know who to ask. Let's go find it together. Or maybe she knows where it is because somebody asked her before. You know what I'm saying? It's the stage where you're at where now her manager can say, okay, Jamie Lynn, you're on deli wall today. And she knows what that means. And she can go and competently perform those skills and those tasks that she needs to get done. Now, how do you move from the mechanical stage, the competent stage, to the natural stage? Mastery. Again, it's the same way you moved from the awkward stage to the mechanical stage. You've got to put in the reps and you've got to gain awareness. So it's just putting in those repetitions, the day in, the day out, learning as you earn, learning as you go, course correcting. And you can't skip this part. And eventually you get to the natural stage or the mastery stage, where now Jamie Lynn is training new people what to do, because she knows it. It's second nature. Now people are coming into the store and she's saying, oh, hi, Susan, how are you today? And she's interacting with the customers. Can I help you out with your groceries? She's having conversations. She's feeling very natural. And if you looked at her now at her job, you would think, oh my gosh, she's a natural at this. She's been doing this forever. She's so good with people. I can ask her where anything is in the store and she knows exactly where it is, like the back of her own hand. But what people don't see is the awkward stage that she had to go through. She had to start out as a beginner, just like everybody else. And that's how you go from being a beginner to being a natural. That's how you go from that awkward stage to mastery. And it's the same for every single person. You got to put in the reps, you got to gain experience, you got to learn as you earn, and you got to gain that awareness and course correct. In business, as an influencer, as a social seller, as a content creator, most of the money is made in the natural phase. But everyone who's good at anything had to go through the other phases. They had to be awkward first. And sometimes we see somebody who's already in the natural phase, and we think it happened for them overnight and it was easy for them. And we didn't see the awkward phase that they had to go through to become the person that they are today. But everyone had to first be in that awkward stage. Then they had to learn the mechanics. They had to get competent. And then they became a natural at what they're doing. And that's what you and I see. You have to be willing to be bad at something until you can get really good at it and eventually great. I love the saying, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. And not only do you have to start to be great, but you got to put in the reps. You got to show up over and over and over. They say on average to master a skill, it takes about 10,000 hours. That's a lot of reps. That's a lot of experience. I remember when I first started doing live video, when live video was invented, I remember it. And I remember my husband coming to me and he was like, oh my gosh, you can now go live on Facebook. You should do it. You should be an early adopter. And I was like, no, thank you. I will not be doing that. And he was like, I don't understand. You're already making videos. What's the difference? And I was like, excuse me, there's a big difference. You see, when I pre-record a video, I can edit it. I can edit it. I don't make any mistakes because I can edit those out. I can show up perfectly. My kids could be screaming and fighting in the background and I can mute it and play happy little music over the top. But live video, that's a different beast. I don't know what's going to happen when I go live. That's freaking scary. I don't know who's going to jump on my live or what questions they're going to ask. What if a hater shows up? What am I going to do? What if I forget how to speak English, which happens a lot? What if I have nothing to say? But eventually I said, okay, I'm going to try this live video thing, which I'm so glad that I did. And it was so scary. I don't know if you can relate to this, but I remember when I first started going live and how terrified I felt and how much anxiety it gave me. And I probably looked like a deer in the headlights. And I'm sure the people watching could tell how nervous I was. I'm sure they could see it. I'm sure they could see it. And when I go back and I look at my first live videos, oh my gosh, they were bad. They were so bad. And I'm so grateful. I wish I could go back in the past and just thank myself for continuing to show up and put in the reps, be willing to be bad so I could eventually be great, be willing to go through that awkward stage that most people quit in. You have to put in the reps. And that's what I did. I wanted to be good at live video, so I kept showing up. I kept hitting live. I kept putting in the reps. And I learned, okay, my dogs are probably going to bark every time I go live. So what am I going to do when they bark? Hey, there's my dogs. Drop a dog emoji. If you have dogs too, what's your dog's name? I'm going to roll with it. My kids are probably going to come in and interrupt. What am I going to do when that happens? I'm going to roll with it. I learned what to do if a hater jumped on my video. Do you remember back in the day, there were these couch groups and they would literally jump on people's lives and ask, like, how much is your couch for sale? Seriously, just doing things to throw you off your game or saying the most random, inappropriate things. I learned how to handle haters by experience, by actually going live and having haters jump on my live video. And I learned through that experience, okay, if a hater jumps on, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to react, or really in my case, not react. Because if a hater comes on a video and says something, first of all, I learned through experience, to read out the comments in my head first before reading them out loud. Have you ever watched somebody live and they read every single comment and you know they're not reading in their head first because they will read the worst things? And you're like, girl, read in your head first. So I learned how to do that. And I learned I'm not giving my time, energy, or attention to a hater. They're looking for a reaction from me and they're not going to get it. I'm simply going to press the block button and move on and not even address it. Or maybe something is said and I do need to address it. Maybe I do need to use this as an experience and just roll with it and address it and show my followers, hey, this is how I handle it when somebody comes at me with a negative comment. This is how I handle it, and teach them that it doesn't matter what anybody says. The only opinions that matter at the end of the day are what God thinks of you and what you think of yourself. Who cares if this person jumped on my live and called me ugly? I don't care. And the beautiful thing is, most of the money is made in the natural phase. That's when the big money is made, but you can earn as you learn. You can still make money in the awkward phase. You can make more money in the competent mechanical phase. And you're going to make even more money once you get to mastery, once you become a natural at it. But I want you to think about, what are the skills that you need to develop in your business? As a social seller, as a network marketer, as a content creator, as an influencer, as affiliate marketer, what are those skills that you need to master? Write them down. And if you're being real with yourself, if you're serious about doing this thing, if you're serious about mastery and being successful, you have to commit to yourself to show up and put in the reps, even though it feels awkward, even though it's uncomfortable, even though you're earning as you're learning. You got to put in the reps. And at the end of the day, you really have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, because we're always going to go through these same three stages for everything. And so are our children. My baby boy, my youngest son, he is going into golf lessons. And just thinking about him starting in golf, he's 10 years old. How much there is to learn about that, developing that skill. From the terminology that you got to learn, to what are the clubs called, to the swing. There's several steps you have to learn just to hit the ball, and learning which club to use, and learning the difference between an eagle and a birdie, which, by the way, I can't tell you the difference. Okay, I'm not a golfer. If I went golfing with him, I would definitely be in that awkward stage 100%. And right now he's in the awkward stage of learning, but how is he going to move into the competent mechanical stage and then eventually move into mastery? It's by putting in the reps. It's by practicing over and over and over again. It's by getting on the driving range. Is that even what it's called? I don't even know what it's called. This is a terrible example for me to share. Getting on the driving range and hitting a whole bunch of balls, right? And I feel like, especially as mothers, this is something that we really need to learn, because we're teaching our children. So when our kids come home from their first day of work or their first day of golf lessons or whatever it is, a new skill that they're trying to learn, and they're frustrated and they feel like they don't know what they're doing and they want to quit and they feel awkward and it's uncomfortable, that we can say, that's normal. That's completely normal. Right now, you're in the beginner stage. You're in the awkward stage. How you're going to learn is by showing up, putting in the reps, by experience, by asking questions, by having a mentor, learning from your coaches, asking somebody who's worked there longer than you or your manager when you have questions, and you're just going to earn as you learn. This is totally normal. Don't quit. Most people quit. Don't quit. I love this analogy that Ed Milet gave in his podcast episode. He said the reason that most people give up too early or most people quit is because they don't see visible progress. They don't see it, but they are in fact making invisible progress. And he uses the example of a pinata. I have three kids. And when my kids were little, we would do birthday parties and they would have a pinata. That was really common at birthday parties. And we'd hang the pinata from like a tree branch, right? And we would put a blindfold on the kids. We'd line the kids up. We'd put a blindfold on the kid. We'd spin them around so they're disoriented. We'd give them a bat, tell all the other kids to stand back so they don't get whacked in the face, and let this kid go at it. And they normally start walking in the wrong direction, and we steer them in the right direction towards the pinata, and they whack the pinata. And what happens? Nothing. So we take off the blindfold. We put it on the next kid. Spin that kid around. They're disoriented. They feel awkward. They may swing at the pinata a couple times and totally miss. And eventually they hit the pinata, whack. What happens? Nothing happens. and so on and so forth. Each kid gets a chance to hit the pinata until finally all the kids have had a turn. It is now the birthday boy or girl's turn. Put this blindfold on, spin them around, send them on their way with that bat to hit the pinata, and whack, they hit the pinata and it breaks. All of the candy falls out and all the little kids go running towards the candy to scoop it up. So when did that pinata break? Was it the birthday boy or girl's turn when they did that last whack that broke the pinata? Or was it all of the kids before the birthday boy or girl that hit the pinata and made invisible progress every single time that pinata was hit? It was weakened and it got easier and easier to break open. You already know the answer. It's all of the kids had a part in breaking that pinata, even though they couldn't see it, even though their one little whack of the pinata didn't seem to do anything. That's the perfect example of what invisible progress looks like. And sometimes we're showing up, we're putting in the reps, and we don't feel like we're making progress. But each time you show up for your bad self, each time you put in a rep, you are making invisible progress. You're developing that skill, and whether you realize it or not, because sometimes it's really hard to see how those individual reps add up, but you're getting better at that skill every single time you practice it. And I think that's so important to remember that what you do today matters. Putting in the reps make the difference. A few weeks ago, I was trying to teach my 10-year-old son about putting in the reps and showing up on the days when you don't feel like doing it. And I was telling him about Michael Phelps as a child. Michael Phelps is one of the greatest Olympians of all time. And I had him watch a YouTube video. In that video, Michael Phelps said that he practiced every single day, 365 days a year for 5 years straight. He never missed a day. And he said there were at least 100 days where he did not feel like getting out of bed. He did not feel like getting into the pool. He did not feel like putting in the reps. He said, those are the days when you have to. The days that you don't feel like it, you have to. He said, that's what separates the good from the greats. Showing up on the days when you don't feel like doing it. He said, the greats do things when they don't want to do them, and that's the separation. Those who are great, those who are natural, those who have hit that mastery stage, they show up, whether they feel like it or not, they put in the reps because they know every single time they do, they are compounding that effort. They are getting better and better and better. They're making invisible progress each and every time. So put in those reps. Be willing to go through that awkward phase, that awkward stage that most people quit in. Be willing to put in the reps. Especially on the days when you don't feel like it, because that's the separation. That's the difference maker. That's what's going to separate those who are good from those who are great. Allow yourself to move through that natural progression from being awkward to being competent to being natural and mastering a skill. Allow yourself to go through that natural progression. And the beautiful part is you can earn as you learn, you can earn as you go through each and every stage, but once you get to that natural mastery level, that's when you're going to unlock that next level of wealth and prosperity and abundance. It's worth it, so don't quit, and you deserve it, and you can absolutely do this too. How do I know? Because I've done it. How do I know? Because other people have done it. There's nothing special about those who you see that are a couple steps ahead of you of where you want to be in business, in influencer marketing, in social selling, top leaders in their company. There's nothing special about those people. They just put in the reps. They just put in the reps. They just mastered the skills that it takes to be successful, and you can absolutely do it too. I hope that this episode has helped you, and if it has, would you do me a favor, please, and leave a 5-star review? Reviews help this podcast reach more people and also helps this podcast climb the charts, which I'm so happy to announce that this podcast is climbing the charts again. And that's because of you. That's because of those of you who have left those reviews. So thank you so much. Speaking of reviews, it's time for me to announce our 2 podcast review winners. Okay, are you ready? Our first winner is listener Kel Teeny, who left a 5-star review titled Inspirational and Authentic. I have followed Jenny on social media for 7+ years and even met her and Preston in person about 5 years ago. She's genuine, helpful, relatable, and kind. Always. And I do mean always. She's extremely knowledgeable about what works as far as building and running businesses, marketing, and being an influencer. Also, I'm really enjoying the new personal episode aspect she has added because I miss seeing her lives on Facebook. Please continue doing the weekly personal episodes, Jenny. Thank you so much for your feedback, first of all, and for your 5-star review. And you win a $50 Amazon gift card. Stay tuned. I'm going to announce our second winner and then I'm going to tell you both how to redeem it, okay? Our second winner is listener Lou0725, who left a 5-star review titled Great Encouragement. It's like Jenny is talking directly to me. My sister shared an episode with me and I've already learned so much and will be using all of her hacks. Will definitely be on my weekly podcast rotation. Well, welcome. I'm so excited that you're here as a new listener, that you left a 5-star review. You've won a $50 Amazon gift card from me. I'm also so happy that your sister shared the podcast with you. That's what really makes this podcast reach more people. So friend, if you would do me a favor, please, and screenshot this episode wherever you're tuning in, share it on your Instagram stories, tag me at Jenny_Peterson, and I will give you a shout out as well when you do that. Or share it with somebody you know. Send it to somebody via text message. If you know somebody who's in network marketing, social selling, wants to be an influencer, or is a small business owner, and this could help them, send it to them. Seriously, it means the world to me. Anytime you shout the show out on your Instagram or social media, or you share a podcast episode with a friend. Okay, listen up, Lou0725 and Kel Teeny. Here's how you're going to redeem your prize. So text the word review to 385-220-8658. Let me know that you won. I'm going to need your email address so I can send you your $50 Amazon gift card. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today, and I will see you inside another episode.